And welcome to game number two in Class 3 District 9 basketball. This is between the Thayer Bobcats and the Kabul Bulldogs. We've got these two teams. They played, of course, in the same conference. Kabul gets the win, or I'm sorry, Thayer got the win. Thayer has defeated Kabul 17 straight times. Last time Kabul got the win was in the River Country Chevy Classic in 2012. Thayer hosted Kabul back in January and won 77-29. For the Thayer Bobcats, Carter Nicholson, Riley White, Hollis Decker, Jaden Belcher, and Hunter Trinkler. For the Kabul Bulldogs, number one, Ranson Kidwell. Number four, Jordan Kittner. Number 12, Josiah Leonard. 13, Lucas Hong. And number 14, Bennett Montgomery. Bobcats come into the contest 12-12. Kabul comes into this district matchup 8-17. Just a little bit ago, Licking defeated Houston 62-49. And Licking will face Liberty Thursday at 5:30. Center court, Leonard is met with Riley White. It's going to be controlled by the Bobcats. Bobcats in the green. Bulldogs trimmed out in white. Starts to the wing to Nicholson. Spins it around to Belcher. Belcher to Deckard. Nicholson in the corner for three. In and out. No good. Gets his own rebound. Drives up. And a foul. That's going to be hit on Leonard, Josiah Leonard, his first. Oh, and they're saying on the shot, too. Oh, wow. Okay, Carter Nicholson will shoot, too. First one's no good. Carter will get another. There, Bobcats. Boy, they've won a bunch of districts in a row. Second one is good.
They sure have.
Coach Pitts and his Thayer Bobcats, they have been on a roll.
He would love nothing more than to do
it going, yeah.
Do it again.
Kabul with the basketball. Kintner pulls the trigger on a three. No good. Belcher with the rebound. Belcher gets it to Nicholson. Off to Trinkler. Caught now by Deckard. Deckard shot fake, drives, pulls up at the volleyball line, comes up short, rebound taken by Leonard. Kittner catches. As it tipped, it's a loose ball, and the Bobcats take it away. Driving all the way up and in after the steal. Trinkler, steal and a bucket. You know, just it's a good night.
Just another day. Just another day.
Bobcats work it to the left with Kittner. And Hong tries to save it, but it's into the hands of Carter Nicholson. Bobcats take it the other direction. Belcher, nice feed inside.
Nice.
Kissing it off the glass, Carter Nicholson. And it is a 5-0 ball game. There, Bobcats with the lead. 6:22 to go. In the first, Kittner to Leonard. Off to Montgomery. Hong catches, and he'll peel it over to Kidwell. Bobcats are staying in their matchup zone. And a timeout called by the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll keep it here on this first timeout where I can tell you about last night. Girls basketball, the class 3 District 9 girls, Liberty, picked up a win over Houston last night. Now the Liberty Lady Eagles get the number one seed. Their Lady Bobcats, who had a first-round bye. And that game will be played tomorrow night at Houston. And you know, Liberty and Fair played not even a week ago,
yeah.
and it was 58.
It was a 58-48,
10-point win for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Licking got the win last night in the other girls' game. They get the Willow Springs Lady Bears. After the timeout, Kabul tosses it in. And they work it to the wing. Leonard kicks it over to Kintner. Kintner tries to toss it inside. Knocked away by the Bobcats. Kintner runs it down. Montgomery catches, throws it inside, taken away by Belcher. Decker gets it back to Belcher. Belcher, fadeaway, up no good. Rebound taken by Kintner. Jordan Kintner takes it to the baseline. Brings it out to Leonard. Shoots the three. Hits the rim, no good. Decker gets the rebound. Decker looks to take it to the rim. Stutter step, goes up, can't get it to fall. And Leonard was out of bounds, came back inbounds. He was the first one to touch it, so it's Bobcat basketball. If you're forced out of bounds, though, you should, you know.
Should be able to, but it's hard to determine what are you actually forced.
Yep. Inside, and Trickler gets two more on the inbound play. Nice set play by the Bobcat. 7-0, 5 minutes to go. Bulldogs looking for their first bucket. Kintner with it. Takes it to the baseline. Picks it up. Floats one out to Leonard. Leonard to Montgomery, and it's taken away. And, well, it was a steal, but then Thayer gives it right back. Dominic Boyce comes into the ball game. Caden Horton checks into the ball game as well for the Bobcats. Montgomery tosses it in to Kintner on the sideline. Gets it right back. Montgomery gets it to Leonard. Leonard back to Kintner. Kintner working against Trinkler. Gives it up to Leonard. Hong now catches. Hong to Montgomery. Back to Leonard. Leonard walks.
Yes, you did.
Oh, there's an opening. Oh, got a dribble.
Got a dribble.
Decker touches and then gives it back to Trinkler. Trinkler brings it down the floor. Decker will spot up in the corner right at the end of the Kabul Bulldog bench. Horton flashes across. They give it up to Boyce. Boyce gets it inside to Belcher. Belcher gives it back to Boyce, and he misses the chipper. Picked up by Leonard. Leonard to Montgomery. Well, Bobcats let one get away right there. Kintner catches. Takes it down. The baseline runner, no good. Horton gets the rebound. Horton's going to push it. High dribble. Takes it all the way down to the baseline. Throws it back out. Trickler goes up. Loses it out of bounds. And it's going to be Bulldog basketball.
Yeah, Kabul's still trying to get off that goose egg.
7-0, yeah. 3:47 to go in the first. Montgomery gets it to Kintner. Kintner picks it up at the volleyball line. Loose ball run down by Montgomery. Montgomery dribbles twice, picks it up. Now he gets it to Leonard. Leonard feeds it inside, up and in. Goose egg is off as Kidwell kisses it off the glass for two.
Good look there by Kintner to find Kidwell.
5-point lead. Here's a three, in and out, no good. Kidwell tips it and trying to save it. Bobcats can't. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog basketball. 7-2, 3:12 to go in the first. Bobcats extend their defense and a foul, and that's going to be on Trinkley. The Bulldog will bounce it in. Montgomery, Bennett finds Kintner. Kintner gets it right back to him. Bennett back to Kintner. Hong pass too deep, out of bounds. Bulldog turnover. They are stretching their defense. I kind of think they'll do that if Liberty and Sarah were to meet again, I think that's something that you would see. They may even do it against the Willow Springs Bears, too.
Yeah.
There's a finger roll for Belcher for two.
I'm really anxious for that matchup Thursday night.
Willow Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be on the Fox 96.9. If it happens, the Bulldogs could pull off the upset. They're on their home floor. There's a baseline drive. Yep, no good. But Kintner with the putback. Follow your shot. Belcher goes up. No good. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Well, Belcher, he's just so long and he's so quick off the dribble.
Good body control.
He just creates a lot of problems for a defensive player.
Belcher shooting two, the foul. That's two on Josiah Leonard. First one is good. So, checking in, Carson Long for the Bulldogs, number 15. Second free throw's good. 4 points now for Belcher. Bobcats send Riley White onto the floor. He comes in for Hollis Deckard. Bobcats extend the defense again. Kintner picks it up and turns it over. Belcher goes up and in for two. You know, again, you got to stay away from the sidelines. That's where, see, the Bobcats are allowing you to get there. And there's another turnover. Drive, shot up and in. Two more. That for Dominic Boyd. Bobcats again. They'll give the Bull Bulldogs that sideline. The Bull able to make the long pass down the floor, but here comes the second trap. The Bull gets out of it. Montgomery catches. Now they get it to the wing. Here's a three by Kintner. It's good. 5 points for Kintner. 15-7. Bobcat. Right in front of the rim. Belcher gets two more. He's got eight. 17-7. Bobcats with the trap. And Kabul tosses it down to Haywood, who came into the ballgame. Another substitution. Carter Nicholson checks in for Hunter Trinkler for the Bobcats. Bulldog basketball. Carson Long, point bound on the sideline. And brings it in. Defendant Montgomery. Montgomery to Kintner. Kintner out top, picked up by Nicholson. Montgomery catches at the wing. Back over to Kintner. Long set to screen. Kintner to free throw line. Jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Riley White with the rebound. White gets it to Horton. Horton a long pass to Belcher. Belcher shoots the three, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Kabul basketball. 56 seconds to go. 17-7. Fair. Get a bucket. Get a stop. Get a bucket. You're right back in it.
Yeah, this defensive pressure that Bears thrown at Kabul here the last 2 minutes of this first quarter is just,
they're
beating them alive right now.
The Bulldogs just turning it over. Now we got a foul on the drive, and that was Boyce taking it to the rim. Foul's going to be on Carson Long. That's his first. There, Bobcat basketball, Carter Nicholson on the baseline, gets it to Belcher. Belcher to Horton. Nicholson brings it back out top to Horton. Here's a three, flat, rebound taken by Bulldogs. Hong pulls it down. He'll pitch it over to Kintner. Kintner feeds it back off to Long. Bennett, Montgomery at the volleyball line. Down to 2 seconds. A deep three, up no good. By the guy that got lost in the moment. So after one, Bobcats lead 17-7. We got the second quarter coming up right here on the Fox. 96-9. All right, welcome back. 17-7 there, Bobcats. It took a while. Well, Kabul went halfway through the first before they ever scored. Three something and some change. Kabul get the basketball to start the second. Montgomery to Kintner. Kintner tosses it down to Long. Long on the baseline. Gets it inside. Shot goes up. No good.
Kidwell, yeah, one to the line.
Shoot two. That's on Dominic Boyce, number 12 for the Bobcats. He came in off the bench in the first and stays out on the floor to start the second. First free throw is good for Anthony Kidwell.
He's a freshman.
A lot of young players, you know. Belcher for the Bobcats is a freshman.
Sophomore.
Second one's good.
We're going to see a lot of him in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Out top, Horton for the Bobcats. Works it to the wing. He gets it right back inside. Misses the hook shot. Long with the rebound. Montgomery to Kintner. Kintner picked up by Belcher. He brings it to Montgomery in the corner. Palm catches. Back out to Kintner. Deep three. Rims out. No good. Loose ball out of bounds. Stays with Kabul. Last touched by, I believe that was Deckard, I think. Got a piece of it. Yeah. Substitution back in for Kabul is Josiah Leonard. Long gets it. Puts the shot up. It's blocked by Belcher. Loose ball run down by the Bulldogs. Montgomery to Kintner. The Bull will reset out top. Kintner's picked up by Trampler. Montgomery gets the double team. Fields it over to Kidwell. Back to Kintner. Kintner floats it down to the baseline. Back outside. Ooh, boy, that's a good looking shot for Long. Passes it up. Kintner from the elbow. Up off the mark. No good. Fouled. And he'll shoot two.
No, his offensive foul on a screen down low.
Okay.
We got Kidwell on that.
Okay. 17-9, Bobcat. 6:40 to go in the half. There with the basketball. Riley White to Trinkler. Trinkler gets it over to Horton. Back into the corner, Trinkler, Horton, Deckard. Off to Belcher. Deckard, top of the key for three. Counting.
First three ball for Thayer this evening.
Montgomery picks the dribble up in the backcourt. Here come the Bobcats. Bobcats are going to trap. So he gets to the volleyball line. You know, that's kind of key against Thayer. All these years watching Coach Pitts, you know, Thayer wants you to work behind the volleyball line.
Yes.
I mean, if you are working, you're playing perfect into their game.
Yeah, you're not a threat.
They want you to start everything back here behind the volleyball line. And, you know, Thayer has trouble when you're able to get it inside. Three put up in the corner by the Bulldogs. No good. Bulldogs get the rebound. Leonard gets it. Loose ball. Out of bounds. Last touched by Thayer. But yeah, you know, if you're playing Thayer, man, you want your offense to start inside that volleyball line, as close to the three-point line as you can get. Now, they're good at what they do. No, they make it hard.
They're very good at what they do.
Shot thrown up, no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Back inside. Shot goes up, blocked by Belcher, and he picks it up. Belcher brings it down the floor. Now he's going to attack the rim and lays it up and in for two. 10 points for Jordan Belcher. Kabul. Leonard takes it. Baseline goes up. It won't roll. And Belcher with another rebound. Deckard has it knocked away from behind. Turns it over. Kintner for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Long. Long brings it back to Kintner. Montgomery. They slowly creep. They'll let you hold it, but they're slowly
keep walking.
And then that back line, yeah. Because then their sixth defender is the half court. Leonard catches. Now he gives it back to Montgomery. Montgomery with a great feed to Kidwell. 22-11, Bobcat. Trinkler drives, shoots, and scores. Caught it at the wing, took it in. Bulldogs looking at the pressure. Bobcat's got a lot of turnovers off the pressure. Kintner at the wing, now to the free throw line. They get it back inside. Kidwell goes up, no good. Feeds it to Leonard. Leonard can't get it to fall. Belcher comes up with it.
Couldn't get it to roll.
Horton in the corner. Back to Belcher. Trinkler drives, spins, pulls up.
Close
it in.
That's tough. Pretty spin move with a little floater with the left hand.
8 points for Trinkler. Bobcats got it in the middle of the floor. They'll get it across the timeline. Kintner. Kintner, though, picks it up. Back to Montgomery. Montgomery stripped of it. Belcher with the steal. Trinkler back up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Leonard. Leonard to Kintner. Kintner to the wing. Hesitates. Brings it to Long. Long gives it back to Kintner. Kintner a deep three. That's short. Rebound taken by Horton for the Bobcats. Horton looks to attack. Stumbles. Brings it back out top to Belcher. Belcher gives it up to Deckard. Deckard back to Belcher for two. 28-11. 2:30 to go in the half. Bobcats. Montgomery gets it to Leonard. Leonard to Long. Long goes up high off the glass. No good. Belcher with another rebound. Belcher drives. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound taken by White. White kicks it out. Trinkler with the three. 31-11. Bobcats by 20. That full court pressure is really,
it's really
destroyed.
Yes,
Kabul.
It is.
Long gets the long pass. That's one thing. You know, you'll give up some of those layups. Long made the Bobcats pay right there. 31-13. Horton, Deckard to White. Belcher, shot fake. Now he drives on Leonard. Gets it inside. Can't get it to go. Fights for the rebound. Can't come up with it. Kintner does. Kintner gets into the offense, works against Trinkler, picks it up into the corner, has to give it up, brings it out top. Caught by Montgomery. Montgomery to Long. Long out top, being chased by Decker. Feeds it over to Kidwell. Kintner catches left wing. Brings it out top to Leonard. Leonard to Montgomery, back to Leonard inside, shot up, no good. And Leonard will shoot two. Foul's going to be on Riley White.
52 seconds left to go in this first half.
Josiah Leonard shooting two. First one, no good. Carter Nicholson and Dominic Boyce both checked back in for the Bobcats. 31-13, 52 seconds to go. Josiah Leonard's second free throw is good. Three balls fell in the second for the Bobcats. They've made two here in the second. Drankler, Deckard, Nicholson. Right back to Deckard. Deckard looks to attack. Gets it inside. Up
good,
and in.
Good pass. Interior pass there by Deckard.
Yep. Boyce able to get it to fall and gets the foul. He'll shoot the old-fashioned three. Kidwell picks up his second. The old-fashioned three is no good. Thayer gets the rebound. Nope. Thayer had the rebound,
yep,
then taken
Kidwell.
Away by Kidwell. Montgomery with 27 seconds. Kittner for three, up no good. Rebound taken by the Bobcats. Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler gives it to Boyce. Back to Trinkler. And he walked. I got that as their second, third.
Yep.
Yeah. 9 seconds to go in the half. Bobcats with the lead. Kabul with the basketball. Montgomery down to 5 seconds and counting. Oh, you got to do something. Yep, just throw one up. There you go. No good. So at the break. 33-14 there, going through the scoring for Kabul. Kidwell's got six. Kentner with five. One for Leonard and Hong with two. And for Thayer, Carter Nicholson's got three. Dominic Boyce with four. Hollis Deckard with three. 12 for Jaden Belcher, and 11 for Hunter Trinkler, and Thayer's getting it done with the bigs.
Yeah, they're getting it done with the bigs, and they're getting it done with the defensive pressure in the backcourt.
Yeah, the easy transition buckets.
Once they jumped into that, I think it was like four straight turnovers that resulted in points for Thayer, and they've not looked back since.
Well, and Thayer, again, you know, a really good 2-3, you know, a matchup zone team. Man, when they can push you back further away from the basket just to make you get your offense started.
Yeah.
You know, then now your guards are coming out, because if your guards don't come out to your point guard or whoever's handling it, well, the pass is so long. Thayer is so good at attacking passing lanes.
Yep.
And, I mean, they just get turnover after turnover after turnover. And, you know, teams, they just still keep trying to do the same thing. And you got to get the basketball closer.
Yeah, you
got to
get it deeper.
You got to. And I'm sure that's what the Bulldogs will talk about at halftime. We'll be back with the second half. It's Class 3, District 9, boys basketball. At the half, Thayer leads Kabul 33-14. Back with the second half. Well, we're about ready to get the second half underway. The winner of this contest will get Willow Springs Thursday at 7. We know Liberty will have Licking Thursday at 5:30. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowney. At the half, Bears up 33-14. This tournament is really up for grabs. You know, you can look at seeding numbers, but you throw everything out the window.
Oh yeah, I mean it's like when we were calling Liberty's games last week, when you get into this week, everybody's 0-0. It doesn't matter how many wins that you've won the last 2 months. It makes zero difference because it's lose and go home at this point.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the Licking game. Licking got a player back. That's a different team.
Yeah.
Bobcats get the basketball to start the third. Trinkler gives it up, gets it right back, and takes it right to the rim for two. He's got 13. 35-14. Just on the way here in the third. The Blue Bulldogs. Basketball. Kidwell gets it to Hong. Hong to Montgomery. Montgomery picked up by Deckard. There you go again.
Yeah.
See, Bobcat forcing that ball out behind the volleyball line. There's the drive to the baseline. It's forced. And a foul that will send Jordan Kintner to the free throw line. And that's the second foul on Franklin. First free throw is up and good. Bobcat scored 7 in the first, 7 in the second. Second one is good. Have to add that up. My math is not correct. Bobcat at the wing. They'll bring it to White. White back to Trinkler. Trinkler's going to drive. Left-hand scoop shot. No good, but he is fouled.
You just look at what players put on the floor here. Like Trinkler, freshman. Belcher, sophomore. I mean, you're looking at what we're going to be seeing here for the next couple of years coming out of there. They are super young.
Oh, yeah. Second free throw, no good. Montgomery with the rebound. Long pass to Kintner. Kintner, oh, that's a
two-minute push.
Hong catches in the paint and kisses it off the glass for two. Lucas' second field goal. Nicholson, Belcher, Trinkler. Back to Belcher. Belcher's going to go in. Pulls up. Knocks it home. Little floater over Josiah Leonard. 38-18. There with the lead. Bulldogs with the basketball. The Bull gets it to Kintner. Kintner's picked up by Nicholson. Hong at the free throw line. Brings it back out to Montgomery. You know, kind of doing that high post. Liberty does that, you know.
Yep.
Inside. Now, Kidwell drives and turns it over. This could be a dunk for Trinkler. Nope. Layup. Count it. The zone, and this is from Coach Belcher. You know, he always told me you want to get that zone defense swaying side to side and use a skip pass or, you know, but yep. get it going side to side. Long pass down the floor, Bulldogs turn it over. And he would say when that zone gets going from one side to the other, there's where you can find your penetration hole on your seam. And if they collapse on that, then somebody's wide open.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that's exactly how he caught it.
Bobcats, oh, another loose ball, but it's going to be last touch fight there. They're kind of cranking up that defense again, and the Kabul's having a hard time. 5:31 to go, 40-18. Bulldogs toss it in. Kintner picked up by Hollis Deckard. Montgomery out to Leonard. Kintner catches. Now he's guarded by Belcher. Hong to Kidwell. See, Kabul's got it in closer, but nobody is, they're not able. Sayers defense.
They're able to just run up and out.
Oh, and there's the turnover. Sayers takes it the other direction. Trankler. Nicholson back to Trankler. Trankler drives, kicks it out. Nicholson for three. Count it. Carter Nicholson now with 6 points. 43-18. Thayer, winner, it's Willow Springs, Thursday at 7. Game will be right here on the Fox 96.9. Marty and Larry Spence will have that play-by-play. Montgomery for the Bulldogs. Kintner with the drive. Josiah Leonard with the short jump is good.
That's something else. You know, right there, Kinder was able to break him down. You know, Thayer's really packing it in with nobody to break any seams.
Yeah.
But even at that, Kinder was able to take it in. Just all he had to do was draw that one player to him for help, and there was a wide open. But now that's a 10-footer you got to make.
Right.
But it's a good look.
But it's a good look. First free throw is up and in for Carter Nicholson. That foul is number three on Josiah Leonard. Second one is good. Montgomery brings it down the floor. Kabul down by 25 with just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Kits, loose basketball, steal. Trinkler puts it up and in over the front of the rim. Again, just pushing that offense further away.
And their ball pressure. I mean,
there. See that long pass. Another one. Nicholson takes it all the way in. Misses the shot, but it's fouled. And will shoot two. I mean, it's so much easier when you try to start your offense behind the volleyball line. It gives the defensive player another. It helps them because the ball, you know, if you're looking where you're going to pass it, they're going to.
Yeah,
there's so much room to jump.
Yeah, I was going to say there's so much space.
First one by Nicholson was good. You gotta shorten that distance. Attack it, drive it in there. You know, draw the pressure. But everybody's got to be ready to receive. Second one is up, no good. Rebound, Leonard. You know, if you're not paying attention. It can result in a turnover. Kintner gets it to Hong. Hong brings it out to Long. Long to Leonard. Montgomery back to Josiah. Inside and a forced pass. That's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Kabul. There defensively, just knowing where everybody's at. The floor, you know, reading the offensive player, where their hips are, where their knees are, you know, who can they pass to? Well, they can't pass it over there. We can attack this. Kintner, top of the key, works it to Montgomery. Montgomery, skip passes it across to Long, back to Kintner. Montgomery catches again. Montgomery gets it to Josiah, puts it up and in, and gets the foul. Again, working inside.
You worked inside. They got a, you know, you got the skip pass that came across, so everything's shifting, and then you have that open seam right there that Josiah Leonard just found and exposed.
The old-fashioned three is good. Josiah now with 6 points in the game. 47-23, just under 3 minutes to go in the third. Thayer in the driver's seat. Hunter Trinkler will bring it down the floor, gets it to Deckard. Deckard off to Horton. Horton back to Trinkler. Trinkler's going to drive. Best contact. And he'll shoot two.
We're going to get Josiah Leonard. That's going to be his fourth.
Yeah. Trinkler shooting the free throws. First one is good. Trinkler with 2, 4, 6, 8 points here in the third. 19 in the game. Second one's good. Belcher's got 14 for the Bobcats. The Bull at the wing. And they throw it away. .49-23, 2:28 to go in the third. Hunter Trinkler starts the offense for the Bobcats. Good attack, drives it in. Long loses its footing, falls 3 foot up by Trinkler, no good. Kintner with the rebound. Kintner top of the key, looks to drive, penetrate, drives in, throws one up, no good. Gets the foul, he'll earn it from the free throw line. You know, when you attack, you can't be afraid of contact.
Especially playing fair. I mean, they're so physical.
Yeah. And you know, they're willing to take the bumps.
Yep.
First one is good. You know, you can't come into this game and expecting to bump and grind and think that you're going to shoot a whole bunch of free throws, because, you know, the officials will control that. And sometimes they'll just let it go, and you just got to kind of keep your head down and keep grinding. Deckard gets it to Trinkler. Trinkler throws it into the corner, 3 foot up by Horton, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound against the Bobcats, and that's going to be 3 on Hunter Trinkler. You know, you hesitate. Everything happens so quick.
Yes.
You almost have to anticipate, you know, a pass almost. Deckard with the pressure. Kintner gets through. He's going to pull up with the jumper. Good. Jordan Kintner's a nice player for the Bulldogs. Deckard. Here's Belcher for 3. It's good. Jason says, I got to get in on this. He's got 17 now in the game. 52-27. 105 to go in the third. Kintner with the drive. Takes it up. Misses it. Putback won't go, but a foul on the putback. And that could put Josiah Leonard at the line. It will. Dominic Boyce picks up the foul. That's his third for the Bobcats. And it's team foul number 5. First free throw's no good. So 60 seconds to go. Both teams will shoot free throws here on out. Man, I really missed the 1-1.
I do too.
Second one is good. Bobcats, long pass down the floor. Spinning around, Horton catches, brings it out top. Here's the 3 from the top of the key, no good. Josiah Leonard with the rebound. Leonard gets it back, takes it to the rim, up, no good. Hong with the rebound, put it up. Off the glass, no good. Horton tips it, but it's come up with by the Kabul Bulldogs. Josiah Long again is going to drive in front of the rim. Count it.
Good take there by Josiah Leonard.
8 points for Josiah in the third, 62-30. 10 seconds to go in the third. Horton gives it up. Out top, Trinkler. Trinkler gets it to Deckard. Deckard drives, and he fouls. He'll shoot 2. Hollis Deckard. transferred from West Plains to Thayer last year.
Hey, Carson Long on that foul. Yeah, yeah, Deckard went to Thayer last year.
Mm-hmm. First one is up, and it's good. You know, Hollis is a player that can go off for 30.
Yeah.
Bobcats, and that's the end of the third. We've got the fourth coming, and it's going to be coming your way in 60 seconds. You're listening to Boys Class 3 District 9 Basketball on the Fox 96.9. And welcome back. Bobcats outscore the Bulldogs 21-16 in the third. And it'll be Bobcat basketball to start the fourth. Belcher in the corner to Horton for three. It's good. So, Kipton Horton's in the scorebook now. Kabul drives in. Kintner can't get it to go, and it'll be Bobcat basketball.
Say, Horton got a little piece of that one.
Sprinkler, Horton, inside. Sprinkler, back outside. Belcher for three, no good. Loose ball, and Horton comes up with it. Kicks it out to Trinkler for three. That's no good. Tipped around. Bobcat come up with it. Horton brings it back out top. Trinkler spins it around. Deckard for three. That's off the rim. No good. Bobcats with the rebound. Horton with the putback. That's no good. Put back by the Bobcats. That's no good. Rebound Belcher. And two. Goodness gracious.
Like five offensive rebounds there. Three missed threes, two misses in the paint, and finally Belcher was able to put it away.
59-30, Montgomery. And it's a loose basketball. Bobcats come up with another turnover. Bucket here can turn on the turbo clock. Trinkler kicks it out. Here's a three. Up off the rim, no good. And it's Hong with the rebound, but then stripped away by the Bobcat. Deckard catches at the wing. Thought about a three, skips it across to Horton. Horton brings it back out top under Trinkler. Horton. Deckard. Belcher. Back to Horton. There's the lane. Horton, front of the rim. Two. 5 points for Kipton Horton. 61-30.
5:45 left.
That has activated the turbo clock. Kintner drives. Shots blocked on the baseline. Out of bounds. And checking in, Taylor Stone for the Kabul Bulldogs. Taylor will check in for Bennett Montgomery. 61-30, Bobcat. Long inbound to Leonard to Stone. Off to Kintner. Kintner skips it across to Long. Long tries a three. It's blocked by the Bobcats. Bobcats on a fast break. Belcher can't get it to roll. Rebound taken by Hong. And the Bulldogs will take it the other direction. Under 5 minutes to go in regulation. Kintner front of the rim. Can't get it to fall. Deckard picks it up. Deckard don't look past to Belcher. He goes up, no good. He's fouled and he'll shoot two. Jaden Belcher shooting two. 19 points for Belcher. Make it 20. Nicholson checks in for Trinkler. Bobcats have a date with the Willow Springs Bears. Makes the second one. Anything can happen, but you're down 33. 4 minutes, just under 4 minutes to go. It's looking favorable for the Bobcats. Long to Hong. Back to Long. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken by the Bobcats. Deckard beats it to Nicholson. Misses the layup. Well, don't you know he'll hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Locker room and at practice tomorrow. Kintner with the one-hander. Up, no good. Rebound, Hong, and a foul. That's team foul number one for the Bobcats. And it's on Carter Nicholson. Number two for the Bobcats check-in, J.J. Pendergrass. And Josiah Leonard puts one in on the inbound. Out top, Pendergrass. And Horton from the top. No good, but Nicholson gets the rebound. Deckard for three. That's in and out, no good. Leonard with the rebound for the Bulldogs. 2:39 to go. Kintner out top. It's hit to Long. Long feeds it inside to Hong. Long puts it up, no good. Long with the rebound, that's no good. Tip, and Pendergrass has it. He's on the breakaway. Takes it all the way down. Shoots, can't get it to fall. Leonard comes up with the rebound. Good sportsmanship shown there by Taylor Stone. Three in the corner for Carson Long. That'll shut the clock off, but there's just 2 minutes to go. Deckard in the corner. Pendergrass for three. That's no good. And out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcat. Hollis Deckard comes out. 25 checks in. That is Connor Belcher.
Jordan's little brother.
Hey, big
Jake's brother.
Hey, a big shout out. Thank you to our sponsors here in Kabul, Missouri, Ozarks Community Health. Also, People's Community Bank, along with Town and Country Supermarket and Simmons Bank. 1:58 to go. Thayer 63, Kabul 35. So it will be 1, 2, 3, 4 as far as teams go Thursday night. Pendergrass gives it up to Nicholson. Horton, here's the three, top of the key. Count it for Connor Belcher. 66-35. Kintner with the deep three. That's up no good. And a rebound. Clock will continue to tick, though. Clock's back on. 14 checks in for the Bobcats.
Owen Brown.
Bobcat basketball. Brown catches. Fields it over to Pendergrass. Horton catches. And the drive by Connor Belcher. Kick out. And the three is good.
35. Jaden Sigmund.
So the bench with back-to-back threes. 69-35. Kentner. With 47 seconds to go on the baseline. Spins the fadeaway. Good.
Good looking shot.
Hey, Jordan Kittner's done everything. He's given it all he's got. Bobcat basketball, 30 seconds. Spinning it around behind the three-point line. That's pretty much going to do it. There's a drive inside, up, off the rim, no good. Kick out, Pendergrass for three more. That's up, no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Kittner will get the last shot, and it's a deep three. Off the rim, no good. And that's the ball game. There, Bobcat defeat the Bulldogs. 69-37. Scoring, Ranson Kidwell for Bull with 6. 13, Jordan Kentner. 11 for Josiah Leonard. 4 for Lucas Hong. And Bennett Montgomery with 3. There, Kipton Horton with 5. 9 for Carter Nicholson. Dominic Boyce with 4. Hollis Decker with 5. Connor Belcher with 3. 21 for Jaden Belcher. Sigmund with 3. 20 for Hunter Trinkler. 69-37. There knocks off Kabul. So, Thursday, this is what we'll have for you. At 5:30, we'll have Liberty and Licking. And at 7, we'll have Willow Springs and Thayer. Now, tomorrow night at Houston, we've got Liberty defeated Houston last night, 54-44. Liberty will play Thayer in the semifinals Wednesday at 5:30. Licking girls defeated Kabul 56-27. Licking will take on Willow Springs Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the semifinals. The championship game of the girls will be played Friday night at 6:30, and that's all going down at Houston. Now, again, here Thursday night, you've got Liberty Licking at 5:30, Willow there at 7. And the championship game will air Saturday at 5 p.m. And then the winner of that will go into the sectionals on Tuesday, March 3rd at Houston, the boys. The winner of the girls will be here. The winner of the boys will be in Houston. And they'll play the winner of District 10. And then the quarterfinals is in Republic on Saturday, March 7th. And if you win that, well, then you make a trip to Columbia for the Class 3 Final Four, which is March 13th and the 14th. So that's what somebody's going to get a crack at right
yep.
there. It's going to be a good time. All right, for Tyler and Dandy Dan, next studio, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless. Good night. We got more basketball coming your way Thursday night on the Fox.